What's up, people? It's your boy, the Dre. Welcome once again to this edition of Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Andre. I was getting ready to say DJ Dre over here, but that's all right. Today is obviously Wednesday, October the 7th. I just catch you guys awake September the 7th. See. I'm a little under weather. That's okay. I'm going to pull through. I'm going to be like Michael Jordan. I'm going to come through in the pinch. Unfortunately, Rob Ford is not going to be able to join us tonight. He's got a meeting with a client. So for all those that are joining us, I apologize. But we're still going to have fun. And it's always a challenge talking by yourself for about 30 minutes or so. So hopefully I can fill the show and all that jazz. For those ones, again, that always want to call in, we got the guest call-in number. That is 424-243-9519. Once again, the call-in number for guests is 424-243-9519. Well, I guess what we were originally going to talk about was kind of recapping the first week of college football, which was an exciting time. Obviously, a lot of big games, and the two that we can pretty much focus on, and I'm kind of sad that Robert's not here because, and I've got it archived, if you don't know, Robert wasn't sure that LSU was gonna win that game. And not because that he didn't think that LSU was talented enough, but pretty much of the fact that there was a lot of distractions going on with the program. So, in his mind, you know, obviously didn't know if they were going to be able to be focused on the game. But to our surprise, as you know, LSU pretty much handled business and just kind of going to show you that the SEC, sorry, all my guys in California and whatnot, the SEC is still kind of physical right now. And until those guys in the Pac-10 kind of get those bigger physical players, if you will, it's always going to be tough to overcome that stigma, if you will. And I'm a fan of Oregon, too, you know, obviously. And not, like I said, I'm not going to talk about my co-host here, but I was definitely a fan of what they had going on in that spread offense. But for some reason, whenever they play the SEC, they play more physical schools, it seems to be a challenge for them. And not to say that they can't run up the score or anything like that or do some good things, but you know, I know they're kind of young right now. They lost a lot of starters on the offensive line last year. Thomas has to learn how to pass a little bit more efficiently. But like I said, they ran into a team that was determined to run and just kind of out-physical Oregon. And, of course, those turnovers didn't help them as well. So that's kind of what we have here. On the second thing, you know, obviously talking about teams that I'm sure that you weren't sure were going to come through, you got to talk about Boise State. And in Georgia. Now, you know, being in Georgia, a lot of people were, or I don't know if they were kind of overconfident going into that game. And not to say that overconfident was a bad thing, but pretty much thinking that, you know, we've got the G's on our helmet, we're Georgia, we're coming in, we're going to handle our business. And Boise State just came in and pretty much went toe-to-toe with a pretty good Georgia team. So, obviously, I'm not saying that you can't take anything away from Boise State. You know, Georgia, I don't know for what the deal was. You can't say that they weren't prepared or anything. Just, you know, I think that Boise State just has some good players and the talent is just as good. So whether it be coaching, whether it be the physicality of the players, just an all-around impressive game by Boise State. And hopefully you know, a lot of things are going on. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show that are going on with college football. You hope that Boise can still continue to do well. Obviously, we're going to talk about a lot of the things with NCAA and a lot of the what was I going to say? I was going to talk about a little bit about the rankings here as far as college football and kind of like the top 25. And we'll jump into that too. And I just got to say real quick, just being a Georgia Tech fan, I was pretty excited to see them kind of run up the score on a Western Carolina team. I know Robert wanted to talk about that, but it's good to see them represent here, even though they're probably a little less talented. Let's talk about the top 25. Obviously, nothing really moved. You still got Oklahoma number one. Alabama's number two. LSU taking that three spot with their obviously great win over Oregon. Florida State at number four. Boise at number five. And then you have Stanford, Oklahoma State, Texas A&M, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Virginia Tech. If you will, filling out the rest of the top ten. I know Virginia Tech is a little outside looking in with number 11. But just real quick, let's talk a little bit more about, Texas A&M has been in the news, if you will. Obviously, with what's going on, they are trying to get into the SEC. They thought it was going to be a little easier than what's going on right now. You got some teams that are kind of putting their hat in there and saying, no, wait, whoa, Texas A&M, we don't want you to think you're going to get away that easy. Obviously, Big 12 is doing some things here, if you will. Baylor throwing their hat into the ring saying that you can't really move. And I think I had another school that wasn't too happy about it as well. I think I want to say it was I had a little quick note about that, but I guess we'll talk about that as well too. But if you are Texas A&M, I'm pretty sure you did not expect that. So kind of interested to see how that plays out. They thought they were going to leave without any types of problems, but lo and behold, there's some schools that are trying to stop that move. Speaking of Baylor, if you will, is anyone not impressed with that school? A great win over TCU, RG3, if you will, Robert Griffin III. I keep hearing about that performance that he had. I didn't get a chance to watch the game, but very impressed with what he was able to do as well in that instance. So what can you say? But, obviously Baylor turning some heads. Hopefully they'll get a chance to make some moves in the BCS and do some good things and whatnot too. Yeah, so I guess we got a caller. We're gonna join this in. Yeah, I think I'm gonna take this in.
You heard me say that. You want to call Sports Eva? Anything to say?
Yeah, I just want to know what happened. I know you briefly talked about Georgia, but what's going on? Should Mark Richt be concerned? If he doesn't win this next game coming up, I mean, what have you heard out in the streets there about what's going on with Georgia?
Very good question. And obviously, props to our ladies calling in, so thank you guys for coming in.
Real quick, I would say regarding Mark Richt, I would say that his job is definitely on the line. And not because of the fact that he's not a good coach and he's not talented or anything like that. I just think that there's a lot of expectations this year for the Georgia program. And if you're a Georgia fan, you hear exactly what I'm talking about as far as a lot of the – you're always in the top 10 as far as your recruiting classes, and you're always getting a lot of good talented players. So you kind of have to wonder what's going on. Are they regressing as far as the coaching? And they're going to play a very tough South Carolina team that, as you know, is coached by Steve Spurrier, and he wants to pretty much give it to Georgia. So you got Kenny Lattimore coming in. You had one of the best passing offenses, best quarterbacks, if you will, if you think Kellen Moore is a good back of Boise State. Now you're going to turn around and play one of the best running backs pretty much in the conference in Kenny Lattimore. So the road is not getting any easier for Mark Richt. You've got Florida, which you haven't been able to quite beat as well. And then you still got your tough division with Alabama, and you got Auburn too. So it's just kind of tough for Mark Richt. Now, rumor has it, if you think everything is what it is, that Georgia will try to make a play for Boise State. Chris Peterson, the coach of Boise State. I don't know. I'm not putting that out there to say that, but Chris Peterson has pretty much said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm locked in. I love where I'm at. But eventually, he's actually been approached by a lot of schools, and he's always been steadfast. So, I think he probably would stay the course. But, when you see guys like that, you kind of wonder what's their purpose. Does he want to eventually go to a bigger conference, or is he really legitimately happy where he's at? Some guys are. I mean, you know, if you're a guy like Mike Krzyzewski or you're a guy like, you know, Tom Izzo, you know, you'd be flirting with a lot of schools, but at the end of the day, you're happy where you're at. So, you know, we'll see if that's a legitimate cause for that. Oh, man. Well, like I said, as mentioned, since Rob's not here, we can't delve any deeper into LSU and Oregon or anything like that. And we've probably got about a good 20 minutes left. So let's talk a little bit about the first week of the NFL season. Pretty exciting times. Okay, I got another caller here. Let's first
you check in.
Good.
Yeah, I have another question for you. And I'm so sad that Rob's not on the line right now because I wanted to give him a hard time, see what his thoughts were about the Falcons being predicted to win the Super Bowl for on the last Sports Illustrated coverage. Truth be told, is that why I didn't call in?
That's funny. That's funny. I'm going to have to archive this show.
Rob, where are you? What are your thoughts on this, though? I mean, you know, the preseason, it wasn't too pretty. Of course, it's, you know, nothing that's going to determine what's going to happen in the course of the season, but oh, and a horrible preseason. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, a lot of times, you don't put a lot of stock into the preseason.
But that's kind of what they always say. They always say that preseason is just a preseason. And a lot of teams have, you know, the Colts, for a matter of fact, I think they won the Super Bowl one year. They were 0-4. So the preseason, you get a chance to kind of test out some things, figure out, you know, I'm going to try how this play works versus this. Like you said, you're pretty vanilla, if you will. You're not really showing all your hand, if you will. Yeah, you like to win. You know, maybe it's a fan thing too. But at the end of the day, preseason, you know, it is what it is. It's more or less like I'm just trying to, you know, get the players back in shape and make sure that no one gets hurt. So in that instance, like I said, if you are a certain fan, I think you're more concerned if you're the Colts or a team like that where you have a lot of things going on and your quarterback might not be there. So that's something that I'd be concerned about. But you know, I'm trying to walk everyone off the ledge as far as to say that.
As a Falcon fan.
To say, you want to walk everyone off that ledge. So
as a Falcon fan, are you saying, are you concerned or you're just, it's preseason and let's move forward and play some ball?
I mean, you think you have to try to say
that, you know, I'm not gonna be too crazy with everything that's going on. I'm gonna, like I said, take a step on the ledge,
and just sit back and say, you know what? Even though we didn't do a lot of things in the preseason, I still think that we didn't show our hand. We were pretty much like, all right, let's sit back and let's. It's kind of like mess. You know, we've got some weapons with Julio, and we added Ray Edwards, obviously. So we're not gonna, as mentioned, we're not gonna be. Trying to think of the right word here to make sure everyone out there is okay. Like I said, there's still a lot of things that we are still practicing, and hopefully we're going to open up the offense and stuff like that just to make sure everything is fine.
Okay, so we're not panicking yet.
Not at all.
Okay.
Like I said, the biggest thing too, if you're – I was at the barbershop today. And as you know, that's where everyone gets a lot of their knowledge from. Just joking. No, but everyone thinks that we're going to win. We're Super Bowl bound. And until you actually get into the couple of games and see like your weaknesses and your deficiency, that's kind of when everything starts to open up. One of the guys is a big Chicago Bear fan, and I don't know if you guys remember that cartoon. Whenever you have the sheepdog and the wolf, and they're checking in before they're all friends and they're all buddies and stuff like that, and they check in, they clock in on the clock, and they're beating each other up and whatnot. And that's kind of how it feels like. You know, everyone's kind of nice right now until Sunday goes down, if you will. But, you know, like I said, he's a Chicago Bear fan. I told him I had a lot of respect for him. I'm not going to talk junk because, you know, being in Chicago, I'd rather play them earlier in the year versus later in the year because for some reason we've just been – we've been getting that stigma of being soft as a dome team, which I don't really understand where that came from, but that's neither here nor there. But I told him, I was like, you know, I don't know how you guys, your defense, yeah, they got a great defense. They got, you know, Julius Peppers, still got Brian Urlacher, Lance Briggs. The secondary may not be as strong, but because of the pressure up front, you don't have to really worry about that. If you're a Chicago Bear fan, I'm not sure how Jay Cutler is going to hold up. I mean, is he still the guy? He's still known, prone to make mistakes. So, if, you know, we'll see how everything plays out. Now, your defense will definitely keep you in the game. Now, if you're a Falcons fan, I mean, obviously you have to be a little concerned because, you're playing a tough team. Granted, we're not playing, we're not playing the Steelers, if you will, but you know, we're definitely going to play a team that's going to, you know, be ready to play, and they have the home field advantage. So, you know, like I said, cautiously optimistic. You hope that we'll open up the playbook a little more, and you hope that Jay Cutler is going to make mistakes, if you will, and we'll see how that plays out.
I gotta ask, what was going on with Maryland's uniforms? I know a lot of people have been talking about that with the release of the new uniforms. Not for the whole season, of course, but I guess just for some select games, they're using the Nike uniforms. But there's been a lot of, feedback in regards to your style with that. What was your initial thought when you saw that when they came on?
I'm not going to take the LeBron route and say that they were, ooh, I know he tweeted all his fans and followers about that. You know, I give them credit for doing something different. Definitely.
It was a statement. Definitely. Different.
Yeah, I mean, I give them credit. Because they definitely, if you wanted to be more promoted to your school, that's what you did.
Hopefully, I don't know if it's going to be a situation where everyone's going to start wearing their uniforms on their one of the same sides of your uniform, if you will. But like I said, I definitely can't fault them at all. Once again, those that are trying to call in the show, don't forget to check us out, too. Like I said, I know you're getting one half of the show. I know Marcy's doing a great job. Sports Team is doing a good job filling in for Rob. But our number is always 424-243-9519. Rob will get a chance to probably join us next week, and we'll do some recap in here. But any more questions as we try to wrap up the shows or whatnot?
You know, just of course, the latest breaking news with Peyton Manning and him not being able, well, not actually starting. What are your thoughts? I mean, there's even some rumors out there that his career might be done. I mean, I don't.
Good question. Let's see here. What was I going to tell you? With that being said, I would say that it is kind of interesting because they're saying that he may be out for the season as opposed to a couple. I mean, no one really knows, if you will. But if I'm a Colts fan, I am pretty much trying to be cautiously optimistic about everything. I don't know. I know Emmitt Smith wasn't too happy with what he said, and he was pretty much saying that Peyton waited too long for that surgery, and he should have did it earlier in the year. Now, Peyton decided to do it during the during the lockout, if you will. So not a good decision. So I don't know. From somebody that can use, make a decision. There's love.
I can talk some more. I'm a talker.
All right, so let's ask Sports News with Part 2.
What do you think about the Maryland uniforms?
Okay, well, factually speaking, I've got to go to my 10 gun moment, the Make It Work Man. I don't know. I thought it was cool. You know, they started something different. It definitely made a statement. It definitely made you stand up and take attention to it. But I don't know. I think I could have passed on that one. It was interesting. It was colorful. And, again, it made a statement, and they've got some good press from it. So I will keep it at that. But it was not fashion forward, per se, in my book.
Never thought that we'll use a Tim Gunn reference to talking sports with the 12th man. So,
Make it work.
Appreciate that. Oh, my God.
Make it work. I got to bring a little twist for you.
Oh, my goodness. Awesome. Once again, like I said, so believe it or not, like I said, those uniforms were dubbed the Pride, if you will, designed by Under Armour.
Wow.
And we're being plunged for Under Armour. But if you want to send me some shirts or something like that, that's totally okay. But anyway, like I said, if you're Maryland, what can you say? You represent well, you know? Let's see, what else we got to talk about? I guess, like I said, jumping into the NFL season tomorrow, like I said, Rob, we're missing out. We're missing Rob. They're playing the Green Bay Packers. The Saints are. So we'll have to see how things play out. Kind of curious to see what type of prediction he had, if he felt that the Saints were ready to play. Or if he feels like that's kind of a tough season, first game test, if you will. Of course, you'd rather play Green Bay early in the year. You hope that Aaron Rodgers still isn't, he's still getting warm with the receivers and stuff like that. So we'll see how he plays out that first game. Any thoughts on that, Sportiva?
I'm just excited. Football season is starting. So excited. And I can't wait to see the game. I think it's going to be a good game. I don't have any predictions as of yet. I'm still kind of formulating, looking over everything. But I think we're going to see a good game by both sides.
That was very, very right down the middle.
I know. I'm still analyzing everything. I think I've got a take, but I don't want to disclose it just yet. There's a few more things I need to look up before I make my final call. But I'm interested to see how the Packers are going to do this year. Can they repeat? Are they going to be as strong as they were last year? I know there's a lot of folks gunning for them, of course, but it'll be interesting to see how they do.
Yeah, you made a good point as far as everyone's gunning for them. I think last year, this was something that posed a lot of fans out there because very similar to the Falcons, I don't expect the Falcons to be pushing in pretty sure. I'm thinking more like maybe 11-5, 12-4, something like that. Just because of the fact that we're playing a tougher schedule, and I really do think that with us being on the cover of Sports Illustrated. That's the same thing. We're the hunter now.
Right.
We're not like, oh, by the way, here comes the Falcons. A lot of teams,
can't
a lot of analysts that think that's to be, winning the Super Bowl.
Right.
So, yeah, that pressure is strictly on us to try to, meet those expectations. And even last year, the Packers got on a roll. I mean, they lost a lot of their games. They were like, there's something that I guess they
can handle. Right.
But they went on that little roll, and Rodgers got hot.
Right.
And from there, they just started, blowing out teams. So
right.
Anyone that was in their way, they let us know what was going on. So that was a we ran to the buzzsaw, if you will.
Right.
But this has definitely got to be the year of a kind of transition to being a Falcon fan here, that Matt Ryan has messed up. This is his year. I mean, we've had it. Two bad playoff games, if you will. And for him to make that transition to becoming an elite quarterback, this has got to be the year that he's got to step up. And we got to not just win the first round game, but, we got to go to the championship game and even step forward making it to the Super Bowl. So.
Yeah.
I love it. Like I said, we're 5 minutes into the show. Once again, I always have a funny number, 424-243-9519. And like I said, eventually, I know we're on Facebook as well, and we're working on the website too, all that good stuff. But, like I said, this is kind of something we're just having fun, talking sports. Obviously, 12 men. We got for season two. We think we're there, didn't we, for filling in for Rob, if you will. And talking about Tim going and making things work. But any other surprises that you have for this year, or anything you want to say as we wrap up the show? Go to the app of women out there that are sports widows, fantasy football widows.
Get ready. Get prepared. Just know it's coming. Don't take it personally. It's football season.
I got to share some love, Sports Diva. Did a good job of trying to fill in for me for the draft.
Oh, that was disastrous. I tried.
You know, obviously.
For fantasy football.
I'm in a couple leagues.
What, 3-4?
Something like that.
Maybe 5.
And I gave him the keys to the franchise. You could have had all my picks.
I think there was a trick in there because I couldn't log in. So I think it was a setup.
No,
I was all prepared. I have a pick ready and everything. I was ready to go. I would have won it for you this year. I would have won the season
for you. Guys, out there, I don't know how to live that down. I don't know until you got beat by your boss, you know? Or like, man, I'm really sucking at it, you know? She actually won. Oh, man. But, what I would say with that is just, like I said, it's, you know, women, don't hurt us too bad. We got to love you. It's just more or less like, just,
the man
kind of little fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's have our little fantasy there of one of the teams, stuff like that. Oh, yeah. Like I said, next week, like I said, we'll get a chance to drop into, we'll talk about that first week of the season. We'll also jump into other things as far as second week of season of college football. A lot of big games that are going to be going down. Obviously, Oklahoma playing Florida State is going to be a big one coming into fray. Georgia, South Carolina, we'll talk about that. Sorry, Georgia fans. And those are the biggest games that are going to be focusing on, stuff like that. As we wrap up the show, I don't know. Do you have any last thoughts? I guess I always give Robert a little forum here to say anything that he wants to talk about, anything that's going on. We had about 2 minutes or so. Do you have anything you want to say, just kind of general, talking about sports or women or whatever, or what?
No, I think the only thing maybe for next week, my thought, what happened to Tim Tebow? I know that's another story in itself, with him being knocked down to the third backup quarterback. What happened? What's going on? Was that a colossal mistake in drafting? Or what just happened with that? To be so high in the college side and then NFL just to fall quickly, is that just a testament to his talent or coaching or just not having enough time to prepare for the season with a lockout and all? And that might be a conversation for next week. But that's my question, sports question for the week.
Well, we got about 90 seconds, as the lady has told me. Good question. Good point. What I will say is that the lockout definitely has affected Tim Tebow. I'm not saying if he would have had more time to practice with that, he wouldn't be the starter. But the fact that they didn't have the practice time and stuff like that, that severely messed him up in his development.
So basically, what I would say for that is he didn't get the time to get the rhythm down because Tim Tebow is clearly a developmental quarterback.
Right.
And, you know, I think it's not his fault that he was drafted where he was. The regime that drafted him, Josh McDaniels, is no longer with the Broncos, obviously. And you're kind of left with somebody else's groceries, as Bill Parcells said. So you're pretty much kind of stuck with that. Now, Tebow, he's very popular. He's the fans vote. They like him. But, you know, obviously the fans, as much as I love football, I'm not in the building looking at film, making all those decisions as far as drafting some of that, too. So I definitely think he's kind of in a
hard place. But I guess I'd wrap the show for this week. Hope you can join us next week. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for having me.
Ralph Hoda to be here next week.
Yeah.
Talking sports with the 12 spin. Maybe we'll have Marcy Lanism. But anyway, good luck, guys. Thanks to everyone out in cyberspace for listening, putting up with the sick host. But like I said, we made it through. Thanks, guys. See you later. Anything to ask me with this fourth season?
No, thank you for letting me crash, and good night, Art, y'all. Thanks for listening.
We'll talk soon, guys. Have a good one.
Have lots of mimes.